Hello?
Hello, sister?
I was waiting forever.
Don't fuss at me right off the bat.
You what?
I said, don't fuss at me right off the bat.
Oh, well, I was waiting forever.
No, you weren't.
It was 2 minutes to be exact.
Yeah.
But the way it works, I know you've never done it, but like when I invite you, I have to just stay there and listen to the same music go. Do-do-do-do, until you answer.
Horrible.
Well, 2 minutes is a long time of that, so. Anyway, welcome back to the podcast. Where I'm Lindsay and you're the mom. Mother knows best.
Yeah.
Some of our new viewers, listeners might not know that, you know.
Okay.
So I have to introduce myself.
My name is Gwen. The mom.
The mom. Well, did you catch up on all your shows?
Yeah, I did.
Feels like a long time since we've podcast.
Just a week.
I know, but it feels like a long time.
I know. We had a lot going on in between.
I know. Well, TomTom is open.
Finally.
And I just have to say, I'm living for the white suits.
Oh, God. They were so tacky and stupid.
But that's exactly what Lisa said. She was like,
yeah,
it's perfect.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, because that is their only job, is to be ridiculous. So I guess they did a good job.
I thought
they don't run really the bar. Good. Huh?
I thought that they actually looked really good. I liked the way it looked.
Well, it was a big circus. I mean, the sidecar, the helmets, the white suit, the big floral shirts. I mean, that's their job, is to be the, you know.
I thought they looked like Saturday Night Fever.
A costume.
Yeah.
They were all in costume because that's their job. They're not any other part of that bar.
Well,
except the spectacle.
Sandoval said that he made some drinks.
Well, maybe he did.
Lisa said, okay, you can do this. Don't touch anything else, okay?
Yeah. Go ask Pandora if you can go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Pandora's in charge of you now.
Pandora's husband.
Yeah. But Katie has got to be the worst. I don't know if they're trying to edit her. They need like a annoying
villain
or something, but she is just disgusting.
She like, is.
Why
she is
won't so you pay
jealous.
Attention to me? But I did really love whenever he said, I hate the sound of your voice. So I was like, same.
That's rude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a low blow when you're a husband and wife having an argument.
Well.
Because obviously she is feeling neglected. I mean, okay. Your husband's going to take an upgrade to first class and leave you behind in the back? I don't think so.
Well, it seemed weird. Like, I guess because it's not like, it's like a school trip. Is what it's like. Everybody gets their ticket. Everybody checks in. And then they're too got upgraded.
Yeah. And because it's like, I can just see me and then he gets an upgrade. And I don't know about it until I walk on the plane and see him sitting in first class.
Yeah. But you're not going on a field trip with the Vanderpump.
And behind Sheena? I was like, no.
Yeah. I thought she was. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's because they're on a school trip to Mexico. It's not because they're on a trip husband and wife.
Yeah. But I still get that. I mean, she didn't tell him, I hate the sound of your voice. She was just feeling neglected.
Well, I've never been married, but I can't stand her, so.
Well, I think she's the adult out of the two, so I sympathize with that a little bit. Tom Schwartz always comes out like he's the good guy and everything, so.
She's annoying, and she's a wet blanket, and they showed a recap of every vacation of them fighting and her making
yes.
a big deal on every vacation.
And it's all alcohol-induced, so.
Well.
And that's because he is always so beyond drunk, so. He's not all right either. They're both screwed up, but yeah, the fighting was a little.
Yeah, I also can't stand the sound of her voice. So I thought she was just the worst. What else happened? So yeah, they're in Mexico.
What about that hotel? My gosh. Did you see they're all walking into their rooms and every couple is so happy. And
yeah.
There's Katie and Tom.
Yeah, the editing is hilarious.
I know.
And then Brittany looks over the... And she's like, oh, my God, I'm so scared of the heights. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because when she was little, she had a dream that she was on a mountain.
It's like,
she wasn't even ever really on a mountain. It was a dream.
Yeah, that hotel, they shouldn't have built that there, though. They have hurricanes and
earthquakes.
Earthquakes. It doesn't seem like that was a good idea.
Yeah. Well, you might not be able to can't stand Katie. I can't stand Sheena. Everything she does really irks me. When they were at TomTom and they're all in the back garden or wherever they're at, sitting at the table, Sheena's like, "No, I'll sit over here. Y'all are at the couple's table because we're not really a couple.
Yeah.
We're just friends with benefit." I mean, it's like, again?
She's a poser.
Oh, gosh.
She's a poser. She has to try and be what anybody else is being around her because she can't just be herself.
I can't stand her. And so did Adam go to Mexico? I didn't notice.
No, I don't think Sheena did.
Oh. No, Sheena's in first class.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think Adam did. They didn't show her going to her room, though.
No.
Oh, yeah. She's staying with Lala, right?
Oh, and yes, because they did show her saying, "I wish you were coming to Mexico with me." Yeah. Okay.
It's not about the pasta, Lala.
Yeah, guess who's not going for real?
I miss James.
I know. James should be there.
I know. It's Katie's fault.
Producer's messed up.
Yeah, he's way more entertaining.
That would have been a really explosive trip.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have to rely on Katie beating up Schwartz.
Yeah. Well, should we move on?
Yes. One more thing, though. What's with the T-Rex costume?
Because he said something really sweet, making Stassi laugh. I don't know. It's like the best thing in his world or something.
Okay.
Said something really sweet at the end.
All right. We can move on.
I mean, it is dumb, but they're on a TV show. What are they supposed to do? Sit and talk about her book more?
Yeah. Really?
Next. So, Summer House, we got the $600 bottle of wine that says, "I can't wait to move into you."
That was funny.
Yeah.
She was like.
Not impressed.
Not at all. And Paige was like, "Wow, when your boyfriend has to send you wine or champagne on a girl's night out, whatever." And she goes, you know, like.
Yeah.
I think I'm starting to think she's acting too much like a dude.
She's like too aloof.
Yes.
I like her. That's my next thing I wrote. I love Paige.
Well, Except I think, I don't think she's a nice person. Like, she obviously knows that Danielle probably would have had her feelings hurt knowing that Jordan was such a douche and saying what he did about her on the beach. And she's just sitting there at the table, like, you know, yeah. And Jordan said he'd rather be with Paige. And Danielle's like, what? And she's just sitting there like, yeah. You know, that seems like she should have been like, I'm sorry. Or, you know, I didn't have anything to do with that, you know.
Well, I liked when she told him off at the table.
Yeah. Yeah. True. So did Carl.
Yeah. yeah. I did. I did write the boys doing push-ups and shots. What?
I did too. First they were wrestling.
Yeah.
What? I put wrestling and push-ups with no shirts on.
Surely there's more things to do on a TV show in the Hamptons, right?
I don't know. Just by watching them, it looks like it's the most boring place on earth. Unless I know. You go to the same club. There's got to be the clubs. Ramona goes.
Yeah. Well, the most exciting thing I saw on the episode was the mini golf outfits.
Yeah, that was kind of cute.
I know. I liked the mini golf outfits.
That was funny. Was that the one where Lindsay's boobs were completely out?
No, I think that was when they went out, because the next thing I wrote was lots of guys in white pants.
Oh, well, that's all Carl.
I don't.
You're exactly right. And then what's with the making out in the pantry? I mean,
I don't know. But I also wrote, a guy like me is chasing you, Carl. I think I wrote that because I thought, he sure does think a lot of himself, doesn't he?
I think he does. They all do.
A guy like me chasing you. You could only be so lucky.
Yeah, and he's just not that attractive to me. He looks kind of cartoonish. He has big ears and his goofy
look
on his face all the time.
Yeah, I don't find him attractive. But I mean, he's better than Jordan.
He's cute, but he's nothing to like, oh gosh, I need to have him.
No. Yeah.
Well, and then my last thing I wrote was, it doesn't seem like there's much to do in the Hamptons, but.
Yeah. There isn't. And the Jersey girl had to go home to her grandparents.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. Why did they do that?
I don't know.
I mean, because it was nothing, not interesting. I mean, it was interesting that they had her do that, but the party itself was very dull and boring. It's like us going to home to life. I mean, I don't know. That was weird.
Yeah. Overall, not that eventful.
No.
Well.
Done with that one.
Okay. Beverly Hills.
Ooh, yeah. Just watched Beverly Hills. Let's see. Have a few notes.
The wedding, what a bore. That's what I wrote.
I thought, what a beautiful venue, and that infinity flower arrangement. Yeah. Roses. I've never seen anything like that. That was gorgeous.
And expensive.
I'm sure.
And the romper wedding dress? Question mark?
I thought it was appropriate. I mean, she's outside.
I didn't like the add-on skirt part.
Yeah. I thought it looked good on her.
I think that she should have just worn the romper.
Oh. Well, I liked it. I thought it was fine, you know. For the venue, for the last minute, for the casualness of it all, I thought it was good.
Yeah, so they got married for the show, right?
Evidently. I mean, I don't know why else they got married, but
and in 2 days.
Yeah. Did you notice the other people besides the people on the show that were in attendance? I mean, they had one guy with a baseball cap. I mean, it was just very low.
Well, Well, they had that actor that was on Days of Our Lives or whatever with Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, man, he looks weird.
What
he
was his name? She kept calling him by his last name.
Yeah, I don't remember right now. How about Jerry O'Connell and his big Amazon wife? What's her name?
I don't know. The one from E! Entertainment?
Yeah. No, she's not from E! Entertainment. She's an actual movie star.
She looks
Rebecca
like
Romaine. Rebecca Romaine.
She looks like that girl on Access Hollywood or whatever that plays.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. She and Jerry O'Connell, and it's like he is the most cheesy. He substituted for Wendy Williams when she was sick a few months ago. I couldn't even watch 10 minutes of it. He is horrible. He is the cheesiest. I guess they're friends with Denise, but I mean, he sure didn't miss his entrance to be on camera.
Yeah. Well, I wrote, "We're all hot and mad." She was literally an hour and a half late.
And they're all sitting sweating.
Yeah, we're all hot and mad.
Yeah.
That's what Erica Jane said. I'm hot and mad.
Yeah, in her polyester black jumpsuit.
Yeah. She really dressed up for the occasion.
She didn't want to outshine the bride.
Yeah. I did enjoy ignoring the fight, though. But with Teddy and Dorit, now they're totally fine. They go shopping with Kyle. And then when they get to the wedding, Dorit and Lisa, and she's like, "Well, I guess if Lisa just wants to put it behind us, that's what I'll do for Denise's wedding day.
If she wants to talk about her boobs, then we'll talk about her boobs." Yeah. Yeah. They're all crazy. But what I wrote down was that they're shopping for Denise a wedding gift. And so Dorit says, "I'll buy the tequila." And Kyle and Teddy go in on 4 shot glasses that cost $500. And then Teddy says, "I'll just Venmo my portion to you." I was like, how the heck does that work? They're going in together?
Yeah.
Kyle and I bought you 4 shot glasses. Congratulations.
I guess they figure it's not a real wedding, so why?
I guess. I don't know.
That's how I would feel. I would feel like, do I really have to get you a gift?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, that's like, go.
That's like that one episode of Sex in the City whenever she has to keep buying all those baby gifts. Baby shower gifts.
Yes. She wants herself a shower.
Yeah. Best show ever. But, again, boring.
Yeah. I mean, that was all there was to it.
I know.
I mean, Denise's house is ugly. Her kids are ugly. I mean, I hate to talk about people's kids because they're awkward teenagers. But how many times did you hear Charlie Sheen's name? I should have been drunk.
Oh, I was like, a lot?
Yeah. Because last week I said we should play a drinking game every time you hear Charlie Sheen take a drink.
I didn't hear that. And I didn't hear them say Charlie Sheen.
They showed wedding pictures of her and Charlie Sheen.
I heard the daughter say she wanted to wear tennis shoes.
She wore tennis shoes. Somebody asked if Charlie was invited. She said, "Yeah, I invited Charlie. I don't mind." Yeah. He shows up with a prostitute. Who cares? I mean.
Well, that's her only claim to fame.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I remember this conversation now because I said that last time.
Yeah. And just every time they say Charlie Sheen, take a drink.
Hmm. Well, let's move on because it was boring.
Yep.
Real Housewives of New York.
New York.
I wrote, "I love Bethany's suit and glitter bow tie."
I did too. I wrote that down. I said, "Love Bethany's suit."
Wow. Twins.
She has gotten so bony skinny that it's not attractive when she wears something without sleeves. Her arms are terrible.
I think she's just like that. I don't think she tries to get that way. I think she's born that way.
Well, she's naturally thin, but I think it's just, it's ugly skinny now. I don't know. She needs her arms covered up with a jacket. It looked much better.
Well, I love the look. And I don't know. I miss the gangster lunch.
Well, that's, you missed the meaning of it?
Yeah, I don't, all of a sudden, she's like saying she's dressed like a gangster lunch. She's dressed like a gangster lunch when they're there. And I was like, why are they saying
Bethany that? Bethany said, I'm going to be, and you have to know a little bit about the mafia. I'm going to be the consigliere. The consigliere in the mafia is kind of the peacemaker, the fixer, you know, the one that makes things better. So that's when she says, I'm going to play the consigliere. I'm going to call and we're going to have a sit down.
Oh.
Going to hash this all out.
So that's why she wore a suit.
Yes. And well, she said she was coming from some event.
But
Barbara
Dorinda
came dressed and Dorinda. Yeah.
But Dorinda was like the street.
She was like a rapper. Rap.
Yeah.
Yeah. She took it funny. She did it, you know, like she was being sarcastic. But that's what that reference was. She was
gonna. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that last week, or I didn't.
And they were in
They
were in Little Italy.
Gotcha.
Where the mob used to hang out. So.
Well, Giovanni, she won't.
She denied doing that.
I don't know. I feel like she should just say, yeah, I did, because you weren't giving me credit for the Giovanni.
Well, and I mean, everybody has it on their TV. I mean,
I know.
They
I
play it 100 times an episode.
I know. I don't understand why she would deny that.
She will. And like Barbara said, she will never admit she's wrong.
Well, so, I feel like she should just say, yeah, I said that because you were wrong and didn't
invite John.
Yeah. And you need to apologize.
Yeah. But. Yeah, so
well, by her denying it is making it seem like she's dumb.
Yeah, it's making her, well, or, yeah, I don't think she remembered it that night because she was drunk, but I think they've showed the clip enough times that she should believe it.
Well, yeah, I wrote also Sonia's party and the lesbian makeout.
Yeah, what was that? That girl was gross.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even, I mean, that's just dumb. That was
dumb. They just did that for the show.
Yeah. And then Ramona again said that Barbara was butch.
I know. Poor Barb.
He's going to beat her up.
Yeah.
She's going to kick her ass. You want to see some butch? Here we go. And how about Ramona's date?
Yeah. The editing on that, they needed to work on that because you could tell when he was saying things, or when she looked so confused, he was talking.
Yeah, yeah.
She wasn't just like making those faces at, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They do that on The Bachelor all the time. They make it look like they're sitting in silence, and one of them's actually talking, but they just have the camera behind their head.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the best line was, he says, do you speak any other languages? And she said, no, I barely speak English correctly.
I thought the best line was, stop judging. It's toxic. You'll die.
Yeah.
True.
And she's like, oh, God, I can't date this man.
Yeah. And I like she would even date him. He's not even her type.
No, he's smart and very opinionated and doesn't believe in marriage and doesn't believe in monogamy.
She needs a playboy.
She needs
a frat boy.
The one that married Luann.
I just picture it with somebody like Mario. A cheesy, like.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yes. Yes. A Jersey boy.
Yeah. Like, thinks he's so cool. Anyway.
Yeah.
My favorite part was Tinsley's mom and Sonia talking about Tinsley's boyfriend.
I felt sorry for Tinsley. She's beautiful. She's just dumb.
And
like,
that's what I think that's what they were saying.
Yeah, I know they were. And she just, I mean, she's just that person. She's not going to ever be assertive. She's going to.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, the world can't be full of alphas. We need some betas. So she just needs to find an alpha that loves her.
She needs to find an alpha that's going to treat her better.
Well, boss her around, but at least marry her.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, have her as a trophy wife. I mean,
yeah. You know,
not just girlfriend.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what Sonya said. She was like, she could have any man, any night. And she said, oh, I have to keep the men away from me. I went on a date and they asked me to marry him the first day. I love that.
It's true.
I love Sonya. I think she's hilarious.
She's fun. Maybe that's what's wrong with Tinsley. She's not fun.
Well, I think that Sonya has said that on numerous occasions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Sonya's house, man.
With the falling down roof. Off.
Yeah, and leaking in the windows, and the curtains were all mildewed.
And she said she needs to caulk the sunroof. She's the only one that can caulk it well.
You need to do more than caulk. I mean, gee whiz.
I don't know. Well, what other shows are there?
We didn't watch too many shows. We had a lot going on this weekend.
What other shows are there?
Well, we haven't been watching Tardy for the Party. No. I haven't watched Project Runway.
I watched the very end of it just now.
No Bachelor.
I can tell you the very end of it, the girl that they were going to send home was mad because she had to have a plus size model.
Oh.
So that's what they were all talking about, is how she can't design and
she can't be thrown for a
no, leap. And that she's ugly. That's an ugly thing to say. She told the model that she couldn't work to her full potential because she had her.
Which girl was it?
I don't know.
Was she fat herself?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that would be pretty rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like our old neighbor didn't like one of the other neighbors because he was Mexican, but they were both Mexican. I never understood that. It's like, okay.
Oh, I watched Atlanta, and I have a funny line. It doesn't really matter about the show, but Portia's talking to her baby daddy,
uh-huh.
And he's not wanting to buy a house or something, or he's not wanting to do whatever she wants him to do. And she said, you're about to be bald, driving a minivan with two kids, and driving around with your hot wife, so get with it.
Bam.
I was like, man.
Is and he's she pregnant with twins?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think she's just saying, like,
yeah.
But the way he was just sitting there staring at her, and she's like, so get with it.
Exactly.
So I thought that was funny.
That is funny.
I haven't really been watching it, though.
No, I haven't either. And it's like, I don't know why. I don't know. I can't. It's like I can't get into it.
Well.
Oh, well.
It all depends on what night it falls on.
Yeah, true. Because I record it and then I don't really watch it.
Yeah, well, I have some side news today. What is the Texicanas?
Oh, that's the one that's coming out. I asked you that last night.
I said, what is that? And you never answered.
Oh, I said it was the people in San Antonio. It's like a Real Housewives or a Summer House or,
you know,
it's one of the quotes, one of the ladies said, you know, you are Mexican, but you are American as well. And the two should never meet or something. So it's like, it's Hispanic people who live in San Antonio.
Huh. Are they rich?
I don't know. It's hard to tell from the preview. I only saw that one and I don't really remember it that well.
Hmm. Well, I need to circle back really quick.
Okay.
To New York when Luann
was
doing the soup.
Oh, yeah. That was gross.
And then they drank the soup.
Yes. They did a cheers.
Yeah. I was like, what am I watching?
Luann's doing customer service.
Yeah.
I mean, community service.
Yeah.
She needs to get Jesse Smollett's lawyer. She don't have to do that crap. She can go do a weekend at Jesse Jackson's camp or something, looking at videos.
Yeah. I don't know what that reference is.
Well, they let him off, dropped all charges.
What's Jesse Jackson camp?
Okay, well, I'm about to tell you.
Oh.
Do you know who Jesse Jackson is?
No.
Do you know who Al Sharpton is?
No.
They are black. I don't know if Jesse Jackson was ever a politician, but one of those racist, everybody's racist, everybody wants to hurt the black people. They incite riots when anything happens. The last time they had a cop shoot a black person and they had all the riots, Jesse Jackson went down to that town, wherever it was, and ensued the riots. You know, you got to kill, you got to stand, you know, anyway. So he's getting old and they've got some lawsuits against him or something. But so said over the weekend, Jesse Smollett went to Jesse Jackson's compound or whatever he lives and reviewed videos for an upcoming presentation or something he had for 16 hours. And that was his community service.
Oh.
And that was before they dropped the charges and then sealed all the records. So it's just very fishy and crooked and wrong and just bad on all levels.
Well,
the two brothers have like disappeared. Nobody knows where they at. They're not coming forward. Their lawyer has dropped them. So it's like, there's some crap going on there. And I think the name Obama is attached. So we will see what the truth shall tell. It'll come out.
Yeah.
Maybe it won't. I don't know. People still OJ Simpson innocent.
I'm convinced every single person in every single party in the government is crooked. As crooked as they are good is as crooked as they are good. I don't trust a single person in the government.
Well, you're probably right. I think some are better than others. Some are just so crooked that it's unbelievable that they don't even get struck by lightning as they walk down the street. But, I choose to believe there's still some good in the world. But
Well, I meet a lot of people on the daily, and there's a lot of terribly mean and horrible people on the daily. So,
well, it's sad to say. I think there's more nice than bad. And I do think that the government, most of them are corrupt at some level, whether it be dangerous levels or let me just give you vote for me and I'll make sure that your brother-in-law gets a contract to build the next, you know, city building. You know, that stuff happens all the time. I mean, there's different levels of it, you know.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I don't trust anybody. But on another note,
Donald Trump might be the head of the mob or something. He keeps coming out on top.
Yeah. He's definitely crooked, but I'm not sure where, on what level, and with who. I mean, he used to be friends with Hillary and Bill Clinton, so.
Oh, yeah. I think he even voted Democrat back in the
So I'm not sure where and what roads are going which way, but they're all going negative. I'm not really sure.
Well, as long as my taxes are low, we have jobs, and he's appointing Republican Supreme Court justices, I'm voting for him. That's that.
Well, we're probably going to lose our two followers we have now because we're making our podcast political. Well,
I don't care. I am like, who's your guy? Johnny Paul or whatever?
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul, you just got to say it.
So you're
I'm real.
You're trying to be canceled?
No, I'm not taking pictures of dead people in trees.
Well, on that same note, I was listening to his podcast, and he had some artist on who's a rapper, and so they were talking about Cardi B. I don't know if you've heard.
Well, I didn't know. Tell me the story. I don't know details.
A while ago, I think, or not caught, but recorded saying she used to be a stripper. You know that? Like, she's lived in the hood. Like, she's a real down in the trenches rapper come up person. Like, she was a stripper, all that stuff. So she was caught recorded, or somebody recorded her saying she used to, like, go to men's hotel rooms to, like, be a prostitute or sleep with them. I don't know if she was getting paid, but she would drug them and then steal all their stuff and leave.
Oh.
So on my beloved Logan Paul, yes, Logan Paul said, if I said that, I would be in jail.
And guess what? Bill Cosby's in jail. That's where I saw. I didn't know who. I saw somebody tweet, Bill Cosby did the same thing and he's in jail. And I'm like, okay, who did the same thing?
Yeah. So, yeah. And everything I've read has been like, well, she was a stripper trying to make it out alive. And those men were going to treat her wrong and all this stuff. And I mean, I'll stand up for the woman. I mean, I am a woman. I'll stand up for a woman, but you can't say you're going to drug somebody and poor me, you.
Well, yeah, and you're going to be a prostitute, and that's, you know, poor prostitute.
Well, I don't know about that part. I know the part was she was a stripper, and that's why it was a hard knock life stripper, so she was stealing stuff. So.
Yeah. Everybody's going to make excuses. But Logan Paul's right. Yeah. And he's a white male. He would definitely be in jail.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
So, what's going to happen to her? Nothing?
Probably nothing. I mean, nobody's...
I guess unless a man comes forward.
Yeah, I was going to say nobody's claimed anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And she would say, oh, I was just joshing. Just joking. That wasn't true. She's got that voice, huh?
She'd say, oh, God! That's what she does.
Do it again?
I can. Oh, God! You saw that Pepsi commercial?
I forgot.
The funniest interview is of her on Jimmy Fallon, because he's trying to, like, do all those things that she does like that.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I don't know. But I have some other stuff.
Oh, good. I'm out.
Oh, no. I have.
Jesse Smollett. Well, I have a little bit of College Gate, but.
Oh.
Varsity Blues.
I have Elvis Andrews. It's opening day for the Texas Rangers and baseball. And yeah. Elvis. Did they? No, they lost 12-1 or something.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. But Elvis Andrews' walk-up song is Baby Shark. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do.
That is so dumb.
So it's I just have to say, it's a cultural phenomenon. How many kids' songs have you heard in your life? And why is this one famous? I'm not connecting the
dots.
I've
never heard anywhere except you singing it. So I don't know where it is.
It's a cartoon. It's like,
but where? On what channel?
I don't. On Baby Shark.
Baby Shark's a channel?
I don't know.
I don't even know what Baby Shark is. I mean, I know what Barney was, and I know what.
I think it's a show. I don't know. Sawyer's the one that wants me to sing it.
I know. Well, that's funny.
So, but still.
Glad they had that and lost 12-1.
I'm not sure how Baby Shark got the clout that it has, but
I guess it's just a catchy tune.
It is pretty funny. It is pretty fun. Especially when the babies want you to say their names in it. Sawyer Shark, do 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 do.
She says Sawyer.
No, she always wants me to say Lukey. Lukey Shark, do 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 do.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, I have one more thing.
Okay.
So I've been swiping on Bumble. you know, a little swipety swipe. And I swiped on this guy. Not that attractive. I'd probably give him like a 6. But I swiped on him because on Bumble, the age, I can't change the age range, or I don't know how, or I just haven't tried. But my age range is from like 20 to 40. And so I'm seeing like a lot of like 21, 21, 21. And so I'm like swiping, swiping, swiping. And so he was like 28 or something. So I swiped right. So I like liked him. And the first message he sent was, "What are you on the app for?" And I was like, smooth. So I said, "Cool people." And he goes, "Oh, okay. Well, I'm on the app for, wait, what did he say? I'm on the app to be casual, drinks, hangout, dinner, sex, etc." And I replied and said, "Brave." And then he replied and said, "Huh." And I was like, "Yep, that's it. You didn't even get the joke." So, well,
what is the answer to that? I mean, should somebody say marriage? I mean, is
some people say like dating.
Why do you go on Bumble? I mean,
some people go on it just to find somebody to have sex with. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just thinking. I mean, I don't know what other
answers. Are you shocked? You're not that innocent.
I don't know why somebody would even ask, "What are you on here for?" Obviously, you want to meet another person.
Because he only wants to have sex, so he doesn't want to have to like try and be nice and be like, "Oh, what do you do for a living? Blah, blah, blah."
And I want to marry you. Would you accept this rose?
And also, he's a 6, so.
Yeah. Well, the 6 would be okay if he was
a
9 personality.
Nope. It's got to be 8 or above.
Ooh, okay.
You would date a 6?
Well, I don't know.
Somebody that...
You think Everett's good looking?
Somebody that you personally give a 6 to, you would date. It's not like you're giving the score.
I don't know. That's why I don't date.
Everett is good looking. Everett's not. Everett's
you would looking. Say Everett is an 8?
I think Everett's like an 8. He's kind of low. He's not the most attractive.
If you just saw his picture on Bumble, you would not say he's an 8 without having seen him.
I would still probably swipe on him because I don't swipe. I swiped on that 6. I don't swipe on just 8s. I like to talk to them too. So, but he's 6. Well,
I said if his personality was an 8, it would make up for the 6.
Maybe. He didn't get the joke, the brave joke.
Yeah, obviously the personality number is less than a 6.
Yeah.
That equals a negative.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, I'll keep swiping. I think I want to make a YouTube video about
that would dating be so apps. Oh, fascinating.
But I can't decide how the format I want to make it in, but I'm thinking of it, so.
Why do you need a format? Like,
Well, what would the video be? That's what I'm saying.
Hello?
Me just looking at the app?
Maybe.
Yeah. So, yeah, it needs to be something cool.
Maybe, like, when you're watching The Bachelor and you're critiquing, like, you could critique every swipe and be like,
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
I'm too mean, so I probably can't do that.
Well, I don't think you're mean, and if you don't show their picture, they don't know who you're talking about.
Well, that won't be a good video.
Oh, so you're going to show their pictures too?
I don't know.
Oh, that would be so good.
But I can't show their picture and be like, "This guy's disgusting."
Well, why not?
I don't know. That's why I said I need
you gotta be real
format for the video.
You gotta be real.
Yeah.
Didn't
didn't they do that on the dating show with Patty? Like, she would show them pictures ahead of time.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. That was a good show.
And then they actually would have a dinner party.
Yeah.
I mean, they were mean. Like, there were some of those girls that would come in, and they would be like, no, you are way too whatever. Too Latin, too fat, too whatever.
Yeah.
But I guess those people gave their permission to be on the show, so.
True.
It was okay to.
But I could do it where I don't show their names. I could just show their faces. So then, I mean, you could technically put any picture on your profile. They could not even be those people.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's called catfishing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. That would be interesting. Yeah. And then we could at least see what you're getting to see.
Well, stay tuned for the Bumble video, people.
Yes.
So do you have anything else to say?
I don't think so. There's so much going on in the news, but you won't let me be political, so.
Well, we only have 10 views on the last podcast. I don't want to lose 5 of them. This is a podcast about reality TV, you know, lighthearted.
I get it. I'm just obsessed with the news. And, you know, like all the scandals. It's crazy.
Yeah, they say it's the end times.
I've been hearing that a lot. I'm old enough to remember when there were, like, you know, race riots in my schools. I mean, that's been happening forever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not happening right now. Blacks and whites are not fighting at school. I mean, when I was in high school, the blacks used to have those big rakes because the big afros were in style. They would use those rakes as weapons. They were banned from school. If any person was seen with one of those rakes, I mean, they were expelled. That's how much fighting happened. Every day at lunch, there was a fight that broke out. I mean, you don't see that now. Did you ever see fights at school?
In junior high, yeah.
Oh, in junior high? Okay.
I got secondhand maced and pepper sprayed.
What?
They just sprayed the hallway, just like an air freshener. Like,
oh my gosh, I don't remember that. Did you tell me?
Probably.
Huh. Well,
I wasn't in the fight. I was trying to run to my class, and it was like,
poor little Lindsay.
Yeah, I had to.
It was a hard school.
Yeah, it was.
Well, little, if I had kids right now, I'd put them in a private school or home.
Little boys showing me condoms in class.
I think that's going on everywhere, though. Maybe it is end times.
Well, I could just Google it now because I'd probably have a phone.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I have for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I think it was a good one. We need some more Bachelor.
Oh, man.
A little bit of The Voice and American Idol, but can't really critique all that. Not yet. There's not any, like, finalists and stuff.
And I don't like that show, so. American Idol's, I guess, okay.
I don't like the judges part.
Everything
the judges like, I don't like.
And that's all it's about.
I know. And everything I like, they don't like. So, I guess I just don't have that, that artistic eye. I don't know. Anyway.
Well. So. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. Follow me on Instagram, Lindsay R. Traha.
And Traha Home.
Yay. Okay.
Yay. Bye.
Bye.